Eyewitness Abdi Muhammad Ali tells VOA that the residents of Dobli, about 6 kilometers from the Kenyan border, were shaken from their beds early Monday by a huge explosion that flattened a house in the middle of town. Ali says he does not know who was in the house or who carried out the attack, but he says residents believe it was a bomb dropped by a plane seen flying over the town in recent days. He says many people are leaving Dobli for fear of another airstrike. In Washington, U.S. officials have confirmed that 2 missiles were launched at targets in Dobli. They say the targets were known Islamic terrorists, but have declined to give further details. In an interview with Agence France-Presse news agency, local Somali elders and a senior leader of the Al-Qaeda-linked Somali Al-Shabaab group Mukhtar Robo claimed a U.S. Air Force AC-130 plane hunting for Islamic militant hideouts bombed 3 targets, including 2 houses. VOA was not able to verify a local elder's statement that 4 civilians were killed in the attack. The radical Shabaab group, which had largely self-dissolved following Ethiopia's December 2006 military campaign to remove Somali Islamists from power, is believed to have reconstituted its fighting force during the past year. It has fully adopted Iraq-style guerrilla tactics to lead a bloody year-long insurgency in Mogadishu and in other parts of the country against Ethiopian forces, the transitional government, and African Union peacekeepers. The Shabaab functioned as the military wing of the ousted Islamic Courts Union, whose top leaders are in exile in Eritrea. But in early February, the Shabaab broke off ties with the courts, complaining that its leadership was not committed to establishing Islamic rule throughout the world through jihad. Late last month, a skirmish between supporters of the Islamic Courts Union and Shabaab fighters reportedly killed several people in Dobli before the town was seized by forces loyal to Hassan Turki, a Shabaab leader in the lower Juba area. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.